The intuitive psychic Joseph Jacobs, our guest. We're going to talk about past predictions, future predictions, how to overcome our destiny, fate versus self-determination. Perfect night for it with Joseph Jacobs in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs. He's an internationally known psychic. He has counseled more than 15,000 people since 1982. That number's way over that now. Joseph was a pre-production consultant on NBC's The Other Side. He's hosted his own local cable show. He has been heard on more than 900 radio stations. He wrote a newspaper column, various articles on just psychic connections. Guest appearances include Japan's Fuji Channel's Gold Passport, The Family Channel's Rise and Shine, Sally, Jesse Raphael, along with appearances on many Los Angeles shows. Top CEOs have used Joseph's services as a consultant on their business and personal placements. He is our guest tonight on Coast to Coast. Hello, Joseph. How are you?
I'm wonderful, George, and so are you. I was down one day, and I picked up Worker in the Light and started reading it and started to float. I mean, that is a beautiful work. It is its depth and its scope is wonderful, and I strongly encourage people to read that book and maybe reread it from time to time.
Always good to talk with a psychic who tells you how you're doing before one even has to know about how we're doing. What have you been doing since we last talked? And it's been a while.
Well, you know, I've been, I want to talk about that later because it relates to consciousness and it relates to how we elect ourselves, you know, so it's really appropriate this evening to talk about self-determination and how we elect ourselves.
Well, what's going to be interesting too, Joseph, when we take calls later on, is this self-determination versus fate. I had a caller last hour. I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear it. We're preempted in some markets for an hour or two because of election coverage. But it is amazing how some people believe that we do not have self-determination. We can't do it.
I have an awful lot to say about that.
You know, let's go over some of the predictions from last year, and then later on in the program tonight, we'll get your take on some others. January 1st, of course, you were my special guest on our prediction show, as I'm sure you're going to be again this January 1st, where we had a number of psychics on.
Right.
And you basically said that 2006 is a year for people to secure their own personal finances.
Yeah,
tell me
a
little bit more about
that. Yeah, I said it was the year of the squirrel, because not the Chinese calendar, but it was a year to focus on finances. And we've seen a lot of people lose their homes this year. We've seen money issues come up a good deal this year. I said it was going to be a pretty good year for America, however, and economically, I think generally it has been. One of my favorite predictions, nobody else predicted it, not on the pay-per-view either, was major demonstrations in the world. We've seen 500,000 people show up downtown in Los Angeles and many of the other major U.S. cities, but not just in the U.S. I mean, France always has demonstrations. I mean, so that's to be expected, and there were demonstrations in France, but in Nepal, there was a change of government because of it. There's one going on right now in Kyrgyzstan. Hungary has had demonstrations. We're seeing them in Mexico now, too. This has been a year of people rising up and wanting greater justice in their lives.
You predicted political problems for the United States in 2006. And I've got to tell you, with today's election, it is indeed, I think, a message that's being sent to Washington that, you know, people are looking for a change. People are tired. And it appears that your prediction about this political problem is true.
Well, I saw that Bush was going to go through some major personnel changes, and Card left, and Snow came in, and there were some major changes for him in the cabinet. And he was going through a rough time. He's going through a pretty decent time right now, but I kind of sense that there may be a military expansion in December. But I don't want to go into predictions right now. Let's take
hold off on that.
Yeah, other things. I mentioned there was going to be a reorganization in Japan, and there's a new new leader of government. I mentioned Israel was going to have some problems starting in May, July. And that certainly happened, although it escalated beyond July. I saw that Blair was not too happy, and he'll be leaving office also. And I said that August and October were difficult months. Certainly August, I didn't take any notes during the month in terms of what
happened.
Was hard. But certainly the gas prices hit a lot of Americans real hard. In August, and October was one of the heaviest months for our military. There were major losses in October.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to give you a lot of hits here, Joseph. And, you know, I have called you an intuitive consultant. I've changed your title, basically. And let me tell you why. I find you to be beyond your psychic abilities, and because we have so many new people, a little bit in a moment, I'd like you to explain where it came from. Just so people will know the hint here from your mother, obviously.
There's a lot you don't know about me. After 10 years of working on the radio with you, I could go into a lot more of my development and things that influenced me.
Absolutely.
Because I love that part of the book of Worker in the Light, those things which influenced you.
I see you as an intuitive advisor to people.
Yeah.
You know, when my friend, whom you know, and we're not going to disclose his name, was going through his personal problems, I put him in touch with you, and you took care of him. He let me listen to his tape with you, and it was uncanny at the advice you gave him. It's almost as if, Joseph, you are a psychologist, a psychic, a psychiatrist, all thrown into one.
Well, thank you very much. I sometimes think that I'd like to take a publicity shot for my website in front of a garage that where it says realign yourself, you know, a realignment. I in a sense, I'm a psychic mechanic. Sometimes people have thought patterns, and we'll go into that later to a great extent, that interferes with where they need to be and where what they need to be working on.
Tell us this incredible story of the day you were wandering on the beach.
Well, I was starting to get intuitive kind of late in life. Right around 79, 80, I was going through a real major change in my life, and I ran into a British guy by the name of Ian McLaren. And he said to me, "What's your birthday?" I said, "January 12th. He said, "Oh, you're a two of spades." And I said, "Have a nice day." You know, a lot of weird people in Venice at the time. And he said, "No, sit down for a minute." And he told me stuff that nobody had ever told me. And he was using this card system that eventually he taught me. And after 2 years, 1982. It'll be 25 years that I've been a professional, January 1st, in fact, is when I decided in 1982 to become a professional, that I started doing readings, yeah. But I'd been exploring for 20 years before that.
And you have evolved. You have evolved into this conscious level that you are now in. And it seems to be growing and growing.
It is. You're right.
I can feel it from
that's
you.
Know, that's one of the things that happened this year.
You and I somehow are connected, Joseph. And, you know, I had told Lisa, I said, "You know, it's time to get Joseph on the air. I haven't had him on in a long time. I'm getting withdrawals." And because you know how often you and I talked when we were doing the local show in St. Louis on KTRS. Absolutely.
You used to work me hard.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. And I'm going to do the same tonight. But, at that same moment, you contacted me and said, hey, George, I was thinking about Coast to Coast and this. And synchronicity is very, very fascinating to me, Joseph.
Yeah, things happen when they're supposed to happen.
Absolutely.
And that's timing, and that's something we could talk about later also.
Are you...
By the way, one of the things I mentioned was that this was a year that good people could expand and bad people would be caught, and there sure have been a lot of crooks. In fact,
yeah.
After the 2000 election, there were some friends of mine who were very depressed about the manner in which it was handled, there may have been some criminal activity at that time, and people should have recused themselves in the Supreme Court. But I said, you know, you give crooks enough rope and they'll hang themselves.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, and if you work with negative energy, it'll get you eventually, you know.
What are you feeling right now about this negative energy? Because I'm still getting feedback from people that something strange is afoot. They just don't feel right.
Well, all of our lives have been changed by 9/11 and the sense that something else may happen and that there is a war going on. And our boys and girls are going through a real rough time right now. There is a tenseness in the area, but it's also our electronics. You know, hardly anybody walks around quietly anymore, and that's so important. We've all got an iPod or a phone in our ear. We've got the television on, the computer on, and that's electronic mind. And there are electronic waves. I mean, there are lots of waves all around us that ultimately have an effect on us too. And if people are feeling negative about you, there's an old Chinese saying that if you're depressed, don't go out. It's catching. That we can get caught up in some of that negativity.
I have seen it. Here's an example. People are waiting in line to make a turn. They're at a red light. It turns green. They have an arrow. They don't move, Joseph. They stay there. They sit. They're in a fog, a daze. I'm telling you, I've seen it in St. Louis. I've seen it in Los Angeles.
You know, people are also working harder. Nowadays,
yeah, but
I mean, you have all of these helping devices, computers. You don't have to retype things. You don't have to white out stuff. You've got faxes to communicate with people, and the average secretary, let's say, has 18 devices that she can use to make her life easier, and she's working twice as hard. People are being abused in their work. People are under economic stress. The economy may be good, but the individual is most people, the middle class, is having a really rough time of it, and there's this other shoe that may drop, you know, and a sense of powerlessness. You know, one thing that I've noticed on the news is I've seen more cars crashing into houses and businesses than ever. I see once a week
or crowds of people.
Now, I don't know if that's Los Angeles. I'd be interested if that's happening elsewhere in the country. People don't feel in control of their lives. And tonight we need to talk about how to get control of your life.
Well, absolutely. We need to put people back in perspective. You know, we have done, Joseph, a number of mind consciousness tests. I've been working on a big one, and it has to do with the control of millions of minds. And don't take the word control in a bad light, but the control of millions of minds for the common good.
Let's call it empowering.
Yeah,
there's a difference between control and power.
I tested it on a chat room website called NighthawkZone.com. A bunch of great men and women who listen to the program religiously, and I wanted to do a test one day to see how masses can control something, and I told everybody, hit their website right now, and we basically shut them down for a moment, and that was merely a test of the physical ability of what I want to do. Mm-hmm. The mental ability, we've tested it on a horse, the Kentucky Derby winner, Barbaro, who, you know, He broke his leg in the Preakness, and now, I'm telling you, he's walking around. They're going to be able to use him as a breeding horse, and you know, it's an amazing
They were on
recovery.
The verge of giving up on him.
They were going to put him down
Absolutely.
Within a day or two. And I'm not going to say that we were responsible for him coming back. You know, I think he had great vet work and everything else. But I am going to say that when millions of people focus their energy on a horse, on a section of an animal, on a human being, on a hurricane, on an event, they can't affect it. And
absolutely.
I think it's
powerful. And I want to talk about that also. But the one thing that you need to watch out for is that you are not manipulating the universe.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about.
That you're working for the greater good, ultimately.
Art Bell is petrified to do these tests. He doesn't want to dabble in it anymore.
Well, there is a danger because you could stop a hurricane in the Gulf and suddenly have it hit in Indonesia.
Or move it to Florida.
Exactly.
You know, stop it from hitting Louisiana.
Exactly.
That's possible. But isn't it worth trying the knot?
Absolutely. No, if it's working for the good, for the betterment, you know, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the reasons. I'm a little bit down on religion right now.
Why?
Because of how it's been manipulating people in Islamic countries for negative reasons, and how it's manipulating people here as well, and how we need to see in other countries stuff that's going on in our own country. You know, the enemy isn't out there. Sometimes it's in here. It's within us.
Yes.
But in a good church or synagogue or mosque, for that matter, positive group thought for healing, for the wellness of your community, for the wellness of the people within the community, that's wonderful and that's legitimate and that's empowering. And we can do it on an individual basis. I mean, I've done it individually. I've sent out light to people. I've sent out negativity also to enemies of the state, and it's worked. But it is very positive to work with. I think it's all right to work for the good.
Well,
you
know,
no harm in that.
As you know, Joseph, as my counselor, I've done some experiments on the negative side. I've wanted to test it. I had to test it. Wanted
I have
to see
too,
how
but
far
it's a
it
boomerang.
Would go.
But
it is a boomerang. I hate
Georgia,
it.
Georgia, eventually it'll get you down.
Yes, it will.
I don't test that anymore. I used to work on the USSR, and I used to work on Saddam Hussein long before he went into Kuwait, and long before the first Gulf War. But it would make me sick ultimately. It would bring negativity into my life. And so it's nothing that you want to play around with. But we're going to talk more or as soon as you want me to start on it, maybe in the next segment, on faith versus self-determination.
Yeah,
this is the self-determination country. We invented it.
Can we?
We made an art out of it. We made politics out of it.
Can we turn our own lives around?
Absolutely.
And you can do so in a positive way.
Absolutely. But it's more than reaching your subconscious.
Well, then you're going to have to help us a little bit more with that when we get into it. Joseph, the website, 800cself.com. I assume it's the same one?
It's the same one, same as my phone number, yeah.
800cself, SEESELF.com. I call him the intuitive psychic. And, Joseph, look, we've had a number of psychics on this program. God love them all. Some of them are way off base in their predictions. Others are pretty good. I like you because you're a practical person. You're the kind of person you can walk in. You might be sitting at a bar table. You'll sit down and have a beer with you, or in my case, a red wine. And, you know, you'll just chat with anybody, and you do it with a flair and an elegance, and that's one of the main reasons I like you.
Well, my clients are my best friends.
Stay with us. Joseph Jacobs, our guest. If you need to email me, that's very simple. It's george@coasttocoastam.com. And what we're going to do tonight with Joseph is continue this discussion about fate versus self-determination because, you know, I just think it's this time of year now. You know, we're getting into the holiday season where it should be for all of us one of the most jovial moments of our lives. Thanksgiving and Christmas and the rest of the holidays, New Year's. It's time for you to enjoy yourself, and I've always said Coast to Coast is your family. Whether you don't have any immediate relatives or friends, you have them here. So stick with me. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Well, if you're not a StreamLink member, you might want to consider it. You could do podcasting, download classic shows. It's a lot of fun. How do you do this? Well, go to the coasttocoastam.com website and read all about it. It's called StreamLink. Back in a moment with intuitive psychic Joseph Jacobs on Coast to Coast AM. Fate versus self-determination with our specialist here, Joseph Jacobs. Jacobs of Mr. Joseph, would give us a, if you can, a definition of fate and self-determination, Mr. Jacobs.
Well, a little by little, fate is nature and nurture. Okay.
All right.
But let's start with a joke. You know how to make God laugh? Make
how
a
do
plan.
You make a plan, huh?
And yet we need to plan. We need to set goals. We need to organize our lives. We need to schedule ourselves. We need to draw blueprints and move our lives ahead. Now, normative religion says we have free will. But what does that entail? And how much free will? Fate, let's take a look at nature first. We are, to a great extent, ruled by our DNA physically, how we develop, how we look, our potentials are written into our genetic system. The geography and the climate that we live in. If you live in hilly country, there are different ways of experiencing life than and in mountains and in Switzerland than in the Great Plains. We have lifestyles and temperaments that develop in geography and climate. The nation we grow up in and its history has an influence on how we develop. The religion that we are brought up in and the isms that we learn as we develop, the language that we speak, is the adjective before the noun or after the noun? Do you combine words as you do in German, which leads to scientific development? So language has a great deal to do with it. I feel very strongly about English as an American language because English is the language of democracy. It developed in English. Then the sun and moon, and I'm not talking astrology right now. The hours of the day and the ratio of day to night has an influence on us. There are also theories, now this we may not all agree with, like biorhythms and circadian rhythms. I've kind of kept track off and on with my biorhythms, and I haven't found them of any great value. But I understand that some airlines choose their pilot schedules by them. Now, there's nature, nurture, those who raise us, our family, our friends influence us, our teachers, our preachers, our the economics we live through, our perception of the material world. Are we entitled to money? Are we not entitled to money? People who grew up in the during the Depression developed a certain kinds of perceptions and certain ways of being. Then there's the metaphysical world, and there most of our listeners will agree, but some people will not. There are astrological influences, there are numerological influences, but if you put that all together, I knew a reader who would use biorhythms, astrology, numerology, and the card system that I use. And if you do that, you may only have three or four good days a year. You might as well stay in bed, you know, because of all the ups and downs.
Sure.
And I once said to a friend about 25 years ago or more, actually it was about 40 years ago, gee, the I Ching's wonderful. And he said to me, he was also a seeker at the time, he said to me, I stopped doing the I Ching when I asked it whether I should go to the bathroom or not, you know? So there is a portion of metaphysics called ontology, not oncology, which is cancer. Ontology is the science of being, how we develop, how we refine ourselves, how we define ourselves. Now, the soul also has a path to learn, and a need to learn. And you've had scientists like Jung and Newton and Kepler and Pythagoras who all believed in the metaphysical sciences. And yet we're born without knowing what our curriculum is. My feeling is that we are here to refine ourselves through working on ourselves. You know, it's interesting that you call your book a worker in the light.
Worker in the light, yeah.
Because you got to work at it. There are ups and downs in everybody's life. There are good days and bad days. But a lot of it has to do with consciousness. A lot of it has to do with our feelings, and that's where I'm heading.
Yet some people, Joseph, are happier than others, and they just tend to pull away from the muck better than others. Why is that?
Well, we all know people who have been born with great disabilities, people who have had difficult nature and nurture and have overcome them through self-determination, through the right focus of the mind. It's very easy to say, I'd like a relationship, but I don't want to get hurt. I'd like to be rich, but the economy is upside down. And so that kind of negative thinking, well, it's nothing wrong with knowing what the bottom line is. What's the worst thing that can happen to you? But in negative input creates negative results. You know, when we got together in November to tape the predictions
TV show,
yeah. You saw me at a time when I felt a bit overwhelmed by all the work that I was doing.
Yes.
And
I've never seen you that overwhelmed. And we're talking about November of last year.
Of last year, a year ago. I was almost saying, I can't work this hard. I can't work this hard. I don't want to work this hard.
And I had never seen you say that before.
Right. And slowly, little by little, I spiraled down. It's like you create your own firewall, you know, and you create a block. And I spiral down. And sometimes it's difficult to snap out of that.
Even you.
Yes, yes. But that's because I was really overworked. And I have learned to pace myself. I've learned to all my muscles in my body react when the phone rings, and it's not always possible to answer the phone sometimes or a call for a few weeks at a time, and they pile up, and so I feel 24 hours a day I feel a kind of tension, and so it's been very good for me to kind of slow down and pace myself, and it created some development.
What did you learn by doing that?
Well, I began to listen more. My intuition started to develop more. I started to intuit things more. You know, I call myself a psychic, but I'm really more of a metaphysician. I see what the laws are of a person's life, what the lessons are, and try to get those across to a person. But it's very easy to spiral down, but we can also spiral upward, like our DNA, again, through positive thinking. Now, it's not just mind. I have a strong love of science of mind. And I said to one of my mentors when I started back in 82, someone kind of took me under his wing. He was a very big-time psychic in Los Angeles by the name of Joe Puccio, who's gone to the other side now.
Yeah.
I made some small talk with him one day, and I said, gee, you know, I think that science of mind is great. And he said, that's only half of it. they're signs of feeling. And that opened up a lot for me. And I try to communicate that to some of my clients who I feel have a need for that. First you think, the plan. First you determine what you want, but then you must analyze your feelings and see if your feelings are not trusting the plan.
Joseph, right now, as we speak,
yes,
we have millions of people listening to us. We have police officers. We have doctors. We have nurses. We have security guards. We have
And they're all psychic.
People who are delivering.
Work.
We have people working in overnight restaurants getting ready for the morning. We have people at home. We have people in bed. We have people just driving their vehicles, going from place to place, all over North America, all over the place. Everyone is an individual. They may have families. They may be living in a little apartment. They may be living in a mobile home. They may be living in a gorgeous house. Doesn't matter.
That's right.
All of them are individuals, Joseph. They're all out there by themselves. They're with their families. They're with their loved ones. And they're all seeking the same thing. They just want to be happy. That's it.
All of us, God's taste buds.
And whatever it is for that happiness. You don't have to make a zillion dollars to be happy. I have met more miserable people who make so much money, they're not happy. And they make more money.
One of the problems with America is its materialism.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Pope John Paul, warned us about that. Certainly, this is one country where you can... maybe the only country where you can go bankrupt and establish yourself a year later. We have a freedom here to rise up again like the phoenix. And because of the self-determination that our founding fathers, who were walk-ins probably, they had high-level souls, Washington, Jefferson,
well, then how do people? How do people reach down? How do they pull themselves out of the depression over this war? Whether the economy is up or down, it's a matter of if you're out of a job, you know what the economy's like. And if you happen to be working, you're lucky. But with
thoughts
all these things going on, how do people pull themselves out of this?
Thoughts are things. Our mind is not just a receiver, it is a sender. Feelings are things. And what you think and what you feel can be like an equal sign. So that you receive, you get. When there is a conflict between the two, when there is negative thinking, when there is a negative feeling, then there is no equal sign. There are no results. Results are then accidental. And so one thing is to affirm. People talk about affirmations, in the form of, I am successful, I am making more money, or I am in a good relationship, or I am healing. But if there is also a yes but, if there is a doubt, but I've got cancer. Yeah, but the economy is bad. Yeah, but all men are jerks, or all women are greedy, or whatever negativity comes through. That's where it happens. So what we all need to do is pull away from our cell phones. Take some time to yourself. You got to. It's not all about work. It's about working on yourself. It's about refining yourself. We're all here to refine ourselves so we can get closer to God anyway. And so by working on your own personal improvement, on your own personal thinking, and that doesn't mean to be a Pollyanna. It doesn't mean to think, oh, well, everything is good and everything is fine and there's nothing wrong with knowing what's the worst that can happen if I do this or that. But to be conscious, to be awake, I mean, everybody who's listening right now is awake, but we very
often go through
life with patterns, from brushing our teeth to when we eat to when we go to sleep and how we get dressed and we tend to sleepwalk in many ways. And so the work is to awaken, in a way, to awaken to your thought patterns, to awaken to your feelings. One way that people have done that, shamans, mystics, psychics, is through meditation. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And it is to begin to pay attention and to look for the positive whenever the negative arises.
I have a friend of mine who was a bartender. He had throat cancer. As a matter of fact, he was going to be close to death. And I'm not going to get into the merits of what we did to get him to fight this. But he came up to me last Sunday, and he said, George, 5 years now, 5 years since I beat this thing, and I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to keep going. And you know, Joseph, I looked at him in the eyes, and I said, you've got so much positive energy about you. I can feel it. You're just glowing. And people need to do that. They need to be able to pull themselves, like you just said, we're human. We've got our ups and downs. We have things go right and things go wrong. But you've got to be able to pull yourself out of it.
You've got to find ways and means to do that.
Yes.
You know, the texts, the various Bibles in the world give us guidelines in terms of proper behavior and proper ethics. But ultimately, we have to work at it. In other words, you can make the plan, check your feelings about your direction and where you are and where you're going. Accept where you are also is very important in metaphysics. If you're not happy with your job, your relationship, your health, you don't go into denial. Don't start taking a lot of pills. Say, this is where I am.
And get out of it.
Here I am. Hey, there I go again. I have a tendency, like, you know, many artists and mystics get the blues. And the way to deal with it is to own it. Oh, Joe, there you go again. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Okay, so what do I do now? And very often it's that emptiness just before new ideas rush in. But if we get busy, 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 and worried, then you're not solving the problem. But ultimately, after you have done your thought, your plan, after you have written your affirmations, after you have checked them out and checked to see, you know, what feelings arise that negate it, then you got to do the work. And the work is looking for a job. The work is looking for new friendships. The work is looking for new spiritual growth. And so it is a matter of taking action and doing the work.
Can negative people, Joseph, pull down even the most positive individual?
Well, we all know people, and sometimes they can even be a good friend, who for some reason nurtures us, but also at the same time can bring us down. And you feel sort of dirty afterwards or down or you know, that feeling.
You got to get away.
Go through that again. And yet maybe you hang out with them because you can feel a little bit better than the next guy, you know. But, yeah, people can have negative. I have pushed away a lot of negative people out of my life very recently. Yeah.
On purpose, obviously.
Yeah, even family members.
Made that, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it isn't. And you know, blood is thicker than water and all of that. But if you are constantly getting negative input, it's important to just say, okay, this is not right.
You got to walk away. Now, let's reverse it, though, for 1 second. We're coming up to the break, but can a positive person change a negative person?
Sure. I mean, that we have positive voices out there all the time. People who write books about positive thinking and about how to succeed in life. And we have to remember it on a regular basis. I mean, that's why people go to services once a week, is to remember and to reawaken. We get lost in the shuffle of survival.
Joseph, when we come back, let's talk about some future predictions and how we can use the power of our mind to alter our world, our own world.